It is 9:33, 97.9 The Hill, and here at the bottom of the hour, we always have local news with Blake Hodge, and Blake has some sad news to report to our Tar Heel listeners this morning.
Yeah, this is, of course, news that will affect our community, as we always provide, but this is really far-reaching across the state of North Carolina, the country even. Woody Durham, who served as the play-by-play voice for UNC Athletics for 40 years, has died at the age of 76. His family members confirmed that to WCHL this morning. He retired from the Tar Heel Sports Network in 2011. That came after four decades behind the microphone calling UNC games here on the flagship WCHL and other affiliates across the state. He announced through an open letter distributed by the university in 2016 that he had been diagnosed with a neurocognitive disorder, primary progressive aphasia. Durham spent his remaining years raising awareness for the disorder. Shirts with the popular phrase, "Go where you go and do what you do," were printed and sold at local clothing stores to raise money to research that disease, which took the voice away from the longtime voice of the Tar Heels. Durham graduated from UNC in 1963. He went on to call more than 1,800 broadcasts on the Tar Heel Sports Network. He won North Carolina Sportscaster of the Year 13 times. He was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. They honored him in 2015 with the Kirk Gowdy Award. He was also recently inducted into the National Sports Media Association Hall of Fame. His son, Wes, of course, served as the play-by-play voice for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets for many years. He's now in that role for the ACC Network, calling games for teams across the Atlantic Coast Conference. And, of course, the Tar Heels will be taking their first action in the ACC tournament slate tonight in Brooklyn against Syracuse. Certainly going to be an emotional game for everyone involved, from the Tar Heel Sports Network family and, of course, that direct connection with the Durham family. With Wes playing such a big role in carrying on that legacy.
And Wes sounds pretty much like his dad.
It is very scarily similar.
Yeah, it really is. I had the pleasure of working with Woody for about 8 years here on the morning show on WCHL. Mm-hmm. Woody did sports.
Right.
You know, so I would sometimes, I think I've probably told you the story before, but don't stop me. I would sometimes call Woody's house because I needed to find out something or whatever, and I would launch into it, and then this other voice on the other line would say, "Hold on, Ron, let me get Dad." Because it sounded just like Woody when he was like 14, 15 years old. It's amazing. And, you know, the other interesting thing is I can go anywhere around the state of North Carolina. And, you know, we saw Woody all the time, and it was like something we took for granted, I guess, but he was on all those Tar Heel Network stations, and you can go anywhere around North Carolina, and I could have a conversation with people, and, you know, they're asking what I do, and I'm asking what they do, and this sort of thing. The moment, you know, somebody asked me about the morning show or whatever, and they found out that I work with Woody Durham, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You work with Woody? What's he really like? You know, that sort of thing. I mean, it's automatically I was elevated to a whole new level because I knew Woody.
You were that much more interesting.
Yeah. And before, people didn't care.
Yeah. You know?
But it really is interesting. I mean, he is held in just such high regard.
It's unbelievable.
Tar Heel fans.
I grew up in Alamance County. Yeah. So WBAG, 1150 AM. You listen to Carolina games and listen to Woody. I remember so many times we would sit in, my mom would be furious. We would sit in a parking lot of, you know, we're at somewhere trying to go eat food as a family at a restaurant, and the game's not over yet. And for some reason, we left, and it was seemed like it was in hand, so we're going to go get dinner.
Yeah.
And it got closer on the way, and we're not leaving the car until we hear Woody give that last little call. And so never listened to the television broadcast of a game growing up.
Well, so many people would watch the game on TV, turn down the sound, listen to Woody's play-by-play.
Yeah, that was the routine every time in the Hodge household in Alamance County. We were never going to listen to Dick Vitale or anybody else be any part of any ESPN broadcast. And if Carolina was on, then Woody was on, and that was the way it was. So
some people called him Woody Carolina.
I was from Mebane, so very, very local here. Graduated, of course, from Carolina in the 60s, and there's few people that are held in such regard across the state as Woody. I mean, Woody's why I wanted to get into radio in general.
Really?
Like, yeah, I mean,
wow.
Growing up and being able to listen to that, I was a huge sports fan in general, and he was the best, you know, and he transported you wherever he was, whatever he was seeing, you saw through those words, and it was such a fascinating thing to me. And my writing wasn't very good whenever I applied to Carolina, but my essay that I wrote was about Woody, why that was such a deeply personal thing for me to be able to listen to him growing up and try to follow toward those footsteps. But I'm by no means the only person that's got that type of story, which I think is an interesting thing. From decades, you know, I was born in 1990, so just the tail end of all those things. But still, from listening through, you know, whether it's our broadcast here and hearing Aaron Keck on those rejoins of hearing the 82 and the 93 call of national championship games, it feels like you were there for all of them.
Well, he was the voice of the Tar Heels for 40 years. And anybody,
40 years is a long time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. And anybody who followed Carolina basketball and Carolina football, you know, had to be a big fan of Woody's, because Woody did a great job of presenting the picture to you. You're listening on the radio, and you could see the guys move up and down the court, you know, from left to right or whatever. And the same thing for the football field.
Yeah.
He came up with so many little phrases like the one you mentioned a while ago, go where you go and do what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it came to crunch time and, you know, people were worried about, you know, this lead's going to get away or, you know, we're going to be able to come back and get this victory here at the last moment. He said other things like, go to war, Miss Agnes. I heard that a million times. He used to come into the studio first thing in the morning, and the first thing he would say is he would open up the door and say, and I can't say exactly what he said, but he would say, it's cold enough to hang meat in here. And then he would go to his studio, which was separated by glass,
right,
you know, from where I was. But also, when he's in the broadcast booth, he had, like, blinders on.
Yeah.
Because he was so laser-focused on what he was doing and so prepared.
Yeah.
Because he had these notes and these incredible charts.
It's funny to hear Jones Angel, the current voice of the Tar Heels, talk about that, of how often he felt like he had really dug into something and found something that nobody else was going to have, and then tried to bring it up on the air with Woody, and then Woody not only knew that, but took it a step further with some other little... And did you know that his mom was from... wherever in North Carolina.
That's right.
And that was, you know, another fantastic thing of, you knew where everybody on the Carolina team was from because he was going to tell you at some point during the
broadcast. Not since 1957 has a Tar Heel basketball player. That, you know, I mean, it was just, he's just a veritable encyclopedia of knowledge when it comes to Carolina.
And that was one of the most cruel things about the aphasia, you know, is kind of in the same vein with Dean Smith of having that unbelievable recall and memory that everyone knew and talked about, and have that taken away. And in the same vein, to have the four-decade voice of the Tar Heels have that taken away from him was difficult.
Yeah. And I know everybody's going to be sad today,
and
it's going to be just really hard for Tar Heel fans to digest this and to deal with it. And the whole Carolina family is sad today. But, you know, Woody did what he wanted to do for all those years, and he was a champion in the broadcast booth, and we have all those memories of Woody, and, you know, he was so good at it that he passed along all that ability to his son, Wes.
And Wes has got those same stories of quizzing his dad on the way into games, of trying to go all the way through the two deep of the opponent on the way to a football game to be able to see, you know, make sure he was ready to go. So I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more of these stories tonight, of course, with Carolina taking on Syracuse at 9:30 or whenever they actually get to the court. But we want to hear from listeners as well, from readers over at chapelboro.com here at 97.9. You know, you can send, if there's a memory that you just feel like you need to share, kind of like we're getting the opportunity to do now, we would love to hear from you. You can email any type of Word document or just put it in an email or whatever to news@wchl.com. We would love to hear from you and compile some of those and share some of those memories, because while today is going to be a sad day, there's so many of those memories that we all get to share.
So many things to celebrate. And I also want to say that Woody's other son, Taylor, has been involved in sports broadcasting as well. And
over at Elon.
His wife, Jean.
Yeah, just down the road.
just a great person. And
our condolences, of course, yeah,
certainly
all of the Durham family.
And she's had a rough time in the last couple of years, you know, because of Woody's problems. But my goodness, to all Tar Heel fans out there today, celebrate all the good things he did and all the good things we all heard when Carolina did good things on the field or on the court. I mean, Woody Durham has passed away at the age of 76.
76.
Somebody asked me this morning, how old was he? And I said, I think about 76, so, you know.
You got it. Yeah. August, he would have been 77.
The 40-year-long voice of the Tar Heels. And, Blake, thanks for being here today to talk about this, and we'll hear more coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to, you know, see how many we can wrangle together and share stories, and that'll take us about all week to get a couple of people that want to talk about Woody, but we'll get as many of those to the listeners here as we can. And again, if you want to share any of yours, email it in whatever format you've got over to news@wchl.com, and we'll put something together.
And I'm sure that we'll have more on this certainly this afternoon during the Aaron Keck Show.
Absolutely.
Remember, Carolina basketball, Woody would want us to say this.
Yes.
Carolina basketball coverage starts at 8:30 tonight. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock tonight. See, Woody would never have screwed that up.
He wouldn't have messed that up.
It would start at 8 o'clock with
prep.
Countdown to tip-off, and then we'll have the game starting at about 9:30. So, you know, Tar Heel fans are going to be up all night.
Got all day to reminisce here.
That's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, Blake. Appreciate it.